Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy Sunday. Welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is September 18th, 2016, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely Summit, Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much for joining us. We've been on a hiatus over the summer, and we are so excited to return. And, of course, we are returning with discussing the topic of back-to-school etiquette. Back to school etiquette. So please stay tuned. Well, of course, since the name of our show is What Is Etiquette Anyway, we want to make sure that we answer that question, especially for our new listeners. And by the way, welcome new listeners, and of course, loyal listeners, welcome to you as well. We're so blessed to have listeners of all ages. We want to take a brief moment to talk about the origin once again. And basically, etiquette is a fancy word for manners. It's a fancy word for manners. Now, it's simply a set of rules of behavior. And by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. I don't know about you, but I know that is certainly what I would like. Okay? So, the word etiquette itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I always like to applaud Charles I and II. Well, once again, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so excited to be back. And I have a couple very special guests. First of all, she is the friend to our show, Ms. Glenda Horton Manning. She is the president and CEO of Touch Incorporated. And those of you who have listened to our show before, she is certainly no stranger to our show. I'm so excited to have her with us. Glenda, how are you?
I am wonderful on this exciting Sunday afternoon.
Hi, and thanks for tuning
in. Happy Sunday to you.
AT&T charges including DirecTV.
Well, I'm always glad. I think I hear some background noise.
I think I've taken care of that now, but it's so good to hear from you, Donna.
Well, it is always such a pleasure to have you on this show. We certainly look forward to it each time. And, of course, especially at a critical and crucial time as it is during the school year. And so, of course, you know that we generally start our back-to-school series usually in August. Those persons and our students in the southeastern part of our country generally go back the first week of August. But what we wanted to do this time is we wanted to wait until all the school systems around the country were back in. And so we are certainly in the midst now of back to school. And, of course, parents always want to know, how can this be a successful year for their children? And those are some of the answers, parents and audience, that we are certainly going to answer. And if you would like, you may call us live at 347-324-3295. Once again, 347-324-3295. Or you can just simply send us an email at etiquettelady@gmail.com. Once again, etiquettelady@gmail.com. Well, we know this is always a really, really popular topic is back to school etiquette. Hopefully everyone is minding their manners, Linda. What do you think?
Well, I dearly hope they are. It's a little difficult when we've been out of school all summer, and it's mostly mm-hmm. been about play, and we've been able to do what we wanted to do when we got ready. So it takes a little effort for us to get back in sync, but it must happen in order for us to have a successful school year. Because right. the business of school is, yes, having fun, yes, being with friends, but it's all about learning and taking that learning to the highest level. So it's difficult after so much play. But, of course, school is in now, and it's all about us doing the best that we possibly can. Hope our parents have been trying a few weeks ahead of time to get boys and girls in the schedule of school. Getting to bed on time, and getting up and moving. Because many of our kids leave out very early heading for school. And so right. it's important that parents, you know, begin to practice early. And I hope they did that because we're like 2 weeks into school now.
Right. And for some of the other systems, this is probably week five. I know a lot of schools here started the first week in August, and of course up and down the East Coast, different areas, they started after Labor Day. And mm-hmm. so we're hoping that said everyone has sort of gotten back into the reality of, okay, we have to make sure that we have structure and, you know, we have to follow the rules and we have to, you know, make sure that we are paying attention. Like you said, you know, a lot of the children had an opportunity to just kind of do what they want and sleep in. And, you know, if they, some of them read over the summer, some of them may not have read, but now it's time for everyone to be back to school. So that's always exciting. Very exciting. I wanted to certainly talk about, in addition to how to have appropriate or polite behavior in the school. In fact, I wrote a few articles about back to school time and will you pass the back to school test and things of that nature. And I'd like to just kind of go over just a few things, which is so important for both the students as well as the parents as well. But a lot of students take the bus going to school. And so they have to make sure they have good manners while even before they even get on the bus, if they're standing in line. It's so important for them to pay attention and not to be playing around and pushing each other and doing any kind of horseplay because they could actually fall into the path of a car. And then, of course, you know, parents have to be, you know, mindful that, okay, it is back to school time, so you know, traffic's going to be a little bit heavier, as well as you have to watch out for the students who are waiting for the buses. And so that is just really important to do that.
One issue we really have to pay close attention to is time. We have to look at TME. After enjoying the summer and having a relaxed schedule, it's important to be very mindful of time and give ourselves plenty of time in getting up on time in the morning, realizing that bus schedule or that the carpool schedule, that we know what that is, and that we give ourselves just a few more minutes before that time that the bus arrives or the carpool mm-hmm. arrives. And that we won't be rushed. We will have what we need, and we can be kinder to the drivers and to the other boys and girls that we're going to come in contact with. I have seen long lines of boys and girls waiting on buses, and that's bus stops where there are a number of children in apartment complexes, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few children may go to the same school, and they're all getting on the bus at the same time. So some parents have decided that they would help boys and girls make sure that they do have a nice line and that we are being kind and courteous to each other while we stand in the line and no pushing or shoving, and that we, that way we can get on the bus calmly or even with our ride. Some boys and girls have a bus ride. Some have a van ride. And some go with their moms and their dads in their own private car. But however boys and girls get to school, it's important to them for them to give plenty of time so we won't be rushed. Never forget to say good morning and then thank you after receiving that ride or the courtesy that's coming from the drivers. Even our moms need a great big thank you.
Absolutely.
Even the bus driver needs a great big thank you and a warm good morning.
That's right. Yeah, courtesy always goes a very, very long way. That is so important. And even since we have them on the buses, when they walk into the schools, it's so, you know, important to speak. You know, say hello to the principal. Say hello when you walk into your classroom. Good morning. And, you know, whether you think it's a good morning or not, it's good. You have to speak it.
It really is
a great day.
Right. But Donna, let me tell you something, and parents out there, and if there are any boys and girls listening, I have something so exciting I want to share with you. I live in a small neighborhood that has an elementary school, and we've been in this neighborhood about 45 years. I am retired somewhat, and so I have more time to do some things that I really like to do. And so I have taken a little contract with this elementary school in my community. And do you know what my job is? Every single day, I get to stand in the main hallway and help the principal welcome all the boys and girls. And there are more than 1,000 boys and girls in this school.
Wow.
I get good morning to every single boy or girl as they come by from the bus, from the car, or walking, however they come into the building. And when they have parents with them, I really have an opportunity to say good morning and welcome to the building to all the boys and girls.
Wow, how nice. Oh, very nice. And I know, because I know you, since I know you, I know that certainly makes a lot of the girls and boys' day when you're speaking to them. Because sometimes no one, you know, there's really no one that will say hello or, you know, have a great day or anything like that. It's just kind of speaking something positive. It's so important. And so that is great. I know you love doing that too, huh?
Ooh, but that yes. indeed is the essence of good manners, etiquette.
Absolutely.
That's,
Absolutely. And you know what? Glenda, we just kind of took off rolling. And for those few people that may not have heard you speak, or they may be joining us for the first time, can you give them a little bit of background information on yourself? Do you mind?
Oh, no, not at all. Of course, as you said, my name is Glenda Horton Manning, and more than 30 years ago, I had the opportunity to found a motivational training consultant company. And in so doing, we've had the opportunity to serve across the nation workshops, keynote messages, to organize seminars for parents and community workers, mostly in the schoolhouse, but a lot of schools and churches. And we share the good news of how important it is to engage parents in the educational experience of their children. So that has taken me across the nation, and it's work that I thoroughly have enjoyed. I've met so many wonderful people and been able to spend time with them. And the reason why I'm so excited is that I am a mother, the mother of two adults, the grandmother of four grandchildren, and the great-grandmother of two beautiful great-grandchildren. So I stand at the door of a life full of children, my own and others. And the one thing I think that's touched my heart, I think it was really that I love children so much that I ended up working with parents. But most importantly, I found that children are at our mercy. And as parents, it is our business to make this world a safe and happy place for the boys and girls. And just as Donna has said, that etiquette is a way of making things happy for everybody around us, making sure people get a turn, and making sure that they feel good about being in our presence. That's what being a good parent is all about. So I've, in my love of children, the contribution to working with parents has been central. And that's where I hang my hat even today. I speak to the children at the school, but do you know what? I often ask them, how is your mother? How is your father? How is your granddad or grandma? If I get to know them, and they'll tell me, I said, will you tell them that Mrs. Manning said hello? And they pass that message along. So that's been my professional work, but it's my personal work as well. It's my giving to the community. And this company that I founded and worked for so many years, at its center is giving. And so we highly encourage that, giving the good information and giving the opportunities to help be supportive and to support others as they move about with their programs or their efforts.
And you are certainly good at what you do. In fact, that's how you and I met years ago, probably. Oh, it's probably been 20 years ago.
Yes.
I do believe. Yeah, it's been a long time. Both, I can't remember where we were, which state. We were both presenting parent workshops.
Yes.
And I remember I had a break. And I sat in your workshop, and I thought, oh, my goodness, she is absolutely amazing. And if you were not encouraged and inspired by the time you left Glenda's workshop, then you just can't be inspired. There's just something wrong with you. she was absolutely phenomenal. And are you still speaking, Glenda?
Yes, I am. I am still speaking.
Okay.
But I'm semi-retired. I don't work quite as hard as I have in the past. But I do. I've trained a number of motivational speakers and workshop presenters, and they are busy out there just having a ball. In fact, I was invited by one of my mentees, a young man that I mentored, into the business, who is doing such a wonderful job. He married a young lady, and they both have established their own training company, and they are doing wonderful. They just invited me to join them on a contract to work with a group of a school system about an hour and a half away from where I live now. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I'll be joining them to work with a group of parents in a county not too far from here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, they are certainly in for a treat.
Yes, well, I look forward to it. As I said, because I just celebrated my 70th birthday last February.
Oh, well, happy belated birthday to you.
Yes,
wow.
Yes, and so it's time to put it in low gear, but at the same time, I just enjoy working out here with the people, and I enjoy passing on the torch to others. And so that too is very important, Donna, that if we believe in anything, it's important to share it with others so that they too can pass it on.
That is certainly correct. And I'm going to go ahead and go to a couple receiving some emails. And here's one that says, Etiquette Lady, welcome back. My family and I listen to your show as often as we can, and we always enjoy your many different topics. My daughter has only been in school for a little over a month, and kids are already teasing her, calling her the teacher's pet. She enjoys staying after to help her teacher clean up and whatever else she can do. She completes her assignments early and also asks for extra credit work. She worried about the name calling. What should I do? And this is from T. Brown in Atlanta. Wow. So we've got the name calling, which is a whole nother piece with the name calling and bullying and things of that nature. And unfortunately, although we're so excited about school being back in session and how we can encourage our children, unfortunately, there are situations that come about where we still have, you know, the negative pieces and the name-calling and the bullying and things of that nature. And, you know, it is just a realistic. And so we really have to deal with this. And she did not say which grade her daughter was in. Actually, it doesn't really matter, you know, if she's already being bullied so soon.
Yeah.
What's your take on that? You know, so especially so early in the school year.
Yes. Well, to be honest, there are many children who have waited for the opportunity to get back to school so that they could do just that, and that's pick on other children. But first of all, I think this little one needs to be complimented for her support of the classroom teacher and her willingness to do all the nice things that make life easier for teachers. It's a tough job, and I'm sure the teacher appreciates what this child is doing.
We're going to applaud her, too. Oh, no, they're listening. And so we are applauding the young lady. Okay, go right ahead.
But we also want to make sure that the teacher understands what's going on, what this little one has to deal with, that the teacher knows about the bullying incident, and that so she might even have a way of adjusting or rearranging some of the things that she might be doing herself. Receiving or even encouraging the help. She needs to be aware. Parents always need to be aware, and I'm so proud of this parent who's calling in because it means that you are aware and that you've got your antennas up and that you're looking very closely at what's going on and listening. Talk with your child more about how that child really, really feels about what is happening. Help her feel good about themselves and this way of being kind. You know, some of us have this innate spirit to be kind regardless of what other people are doing. And sometimes that's a blessing and sometimes it's a burden.
Sure.
So you may have a little kind one who will walk through life being this way, but we don't want her, him or her to hang their head because of their feeling of wanting to help other people, the teacher, mommy, the neighbor, or even other friends. So we don't want her to turn away, him or her to turn away from that, but we want them to be strong.
And
not
we have to help
send the message. Right, that
their
even
self,
though I'm kind,
you.
I am not a doormat. You
right.
cannot walk
right.
over me.
And I have a
remind
parent.
Them of your name. When people call you out of their name, remind them of your name, what your name really is. So this is a talk I think mom and the parents have to have with children in directing their behaviors in addressing the bullies. And make sure you leave the door open so they can continue to talk about what's happening on a regular basis because sometimes the bullying can move to another level.
Absolutely. And I have a parent. Actually, we've had her on this show before and wants to certainly discuss more about this bullying situation. And, guys, if you are listening to us live, then we might lose you in about 6 minutes, but we're going to continue our show. All of the shows are archived, so you'll be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety. Ms. Takima, are you there?
I am.
Are you? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you, too. I am doing excellent.
Wonderful. Of course, please say hello to Miss Glenda.
Hello, Miss Glenda. How are you?
I am wonderful, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. You make it a happy Sunday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and I know you wanted to speak on bullying as well. That's correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Go ahead and give us your thoughts or experience.
Okay, well, first, my son has experienced some bullying, and so when I first addressed the school about the bullying issue, I had to do my own research as to what is considered bullying. Most parents don't really understand the whole thing behind bullying, but we have to know, like, what is the what are the different types of bullying and what are the examples of bullying. I found myself, you know, researching it, and I found out that there are three types of bullying. There's physical bullying, there's verbal bullying, and there's social bullying, where my son was experiencing all three.
Mm.
I then began to Google, like, the statistics for bullying so that I could kind of educate myself as to how to help my child with bullying. Once I Googled some statistics and I talked to some teachers about kids being bullied in school, I found that over 3.2 million students are victims of bullying each year. Then that put like a red flag for me to like, okay, wait a minute. Let me, like Miss, like the lady said, she said to get your antennas up. So it just helped me to get my antennas up. And then I started to like look for the signs when my son would come home and say, hey, you know, something was done that he did not like. I had to distinguish, was it something to consider bullying, or was it just normal middle school behavior or normal school behavior or kid behavior? So I then called the school to find out what is considered bullying, and I found out that there's a lot of things that's considered bullying: hitting, kicking, pinching, isolating somebody from a group, taunting, teasing, leaving a person, like I said, leaving a person out of a group, telling others not to be friends with someone, spreading rumors, embarrassing other kids is also considered bullying. And once I, you know, got all my stuff together, I then began to help my child to understand how to deal with bullying, how to help myself as well begin to deal with bullying. So then I could reach out to the school. I put everything in writing. Whatever complaint I had when it came to bullying, put it in writing. Have them acknowledge that they received it. Hey, they know that the child, they are aware that the child is being bullied. Because you can be aware, but the school may not be aware because your child didn't say something to the school. And that
yes.
typically happens.
Yes, I like that.
Another thing I noticed that it said by the age of 14, less than 30% of boys and 40% of girls will talk to their peers about being bullied. Now, that was a caution flag for me because they talked to their peers and it didn't say their parents.
Yeah.
So as a parent, you have to be aware of the signs that your kids show that they're being bullied, changing in eating habits, changing their self-esteem, changing in behavior, sleep patterns, not wanting to go to school, avoiding social media or social situations, loss of interest in school. I know when my son first started going to school, he loved it so much. He could not wait to get up, to get out of the door. So it's just a change in behavior. And like I said, that began to help me to be able to help my son with the bullying. A personal experience, my son was being called Kodak White. And the school said, you know, some things are typical middle school behavior or some things are typical kid behavior. Well,
yeah.
teasing is not a typical behavior when it causes harm to somebody else.
Yes.
That's when I learned that it was bullying. And I was trying to tell my son, like, you know, how to deal with it. Like, okay, let's ignore him, you know. But the more and more he ignored, the more and more aggressive it got. So that's when I just, like, tried to educate myself, continue to educate myself. And that's when I found a couple of resources and found some ways to handle the bullying. Like I said, putting everything in writing, making the school be accountable that they receive what you sent in writing. Two parents is better than three parents. Six parents is better than three parents. Go and file complaints in groups. I notice when we do something together, the school pays a little bit more attention to it.
Like that
also,
too.
Also, I learned that you can file a complaint against a parent for their child being a bully. I did not know that. I learned that last week, that you can file a complaint against a parent. That kind of makes the parent be accountable of their kid's actions as well. And seeking counseling. My kids are now in counseling for being bullied and some other things that they, you know, endure. But seeking counseling, finding other options to as an outlet, and stay on top of the bullying. And my favorite thing is me and my kids, we take a free day where we just talk about nothing but bullying, how they deal with the bullying, how they feel about being bullied, and then we just enjoy the day, go out to eat, you know, do something that just frees their mind from everything that they have going on. And my last thing was I did an activity with my kids to let them understand, like, not to become the bully. Yes, we're getting help for being bullied, but I didn't want to become the bully. So we did an activity, and we just got a piece of paper, and I asked my kids, and I actually found it on the Internet. I asked my kids to do anything they wanted to do to the paper. They just couldn't tear the paper up. So my son, he got the paper, and he was coloring on it, and my daughter, she kind of balled hers up, trying to make designs and different little creases in the paper. Once they got done doing that, I then asked them to tell me who they loved the most or someone that they just really valued and looked up to, and they gave me, you know, mom and auntie and grandmama, and, you know, they were so excited, and I said, well, that paper represents your mom, your auntie, your grandmama, and now you have to fix what you have done. So all of the things you have done to that paper, the mean words or the mean things that you did to the paper or the things that you do to people, you cannot take them back, because the imprint that you leave on their lives when you bully them or you say something mean to them, even though they forgive you for it, it will always be there. It will always be in the back of their mind. So once we kind of went over that, it gave them a sort of like a moral lesson. Like, okay, don't say what you can't, don't say something to someone because you cannot take it back. So that helped them to not become the bully.
Wow. That is really good.
I am so very proud of you, and I know Donna is too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And as a result of hearing all of this good information, I have a request and I have an assignment for you.
Okay.
I want you to approach your principal.
Okay.
And have a good conversation about what you have done and offer yourself to do a workshop for the parents or maybe even the students.
Okay.
Offer yourself. Now, and I hope that the principal will say yes. But if the principal doesn't, I want you to offer yourself to the pastor of your church or to some community organization, because what you have learned and who you are is valuable. And there has to be a platform, a way for you to share this information.
Okay.
And I want you to be strong in offering yourself. I've got to tell you something. In having this business that has been very successful for many, many years, a lot of what I have done was giving. I have offered myself in many cases, especially where sometimes people will pay you to do things.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, if it's important enough, I have taken on the attitude that I will do it anyway, if it will make things better for somebody else. And you are a good parent, a parent par excellence. And you deserve the right to share this good news. This is good news.
Yes.
To share with other parents and children. How do you feel, Donna?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I need to just take a minute to applaud her because
it's obvious
that you know, this is very important, and she's put the work into research. And so just that alone, it makes her a great parent. And a lot of parents don't really know what to do. And unfortunately, when not knowing, you know, really what to do, sometimes we just do nothing.
Yes.
But,
right.
So she certainly, you know, did not give up. She moved forward to see how much she could help, you know, her children. And as you said, Glenda, with her helping her children, this is great information that other parents who, you know, don't know what to do and they don't necessarily know how to research this out will be phenomenal information for them. And it is so important. Of course, we know bullying is just, you know, unfortunately, and I hate to say this, but it's here to stay because, like you said, Glenda, a little while ago, you know, some people, they love to be nice and kind, and then some people just have that mean spirit. And unfortunately,
yeah.
It seems like children, I don't know where this comes from, oh my goodness, they just can be very, very mean.
Well, you know, I have an idea as to where some of it may come from. When we look at many of the television shows, oftentimes we see a lot of examples of bullying.
Right.
Children who speak to parents as though they are less than they are. We see, and it's even on the Disney shows. Have you watched Disney lately? My 7-year-old granddaughter she's not so into the cartoons anymore. She likes the Disney show where these middle school characters, and they have their scenarios. But there's a lot of unkindness that I've seen coming out of that. So our children are inundated with information that leads to bullying and unkindness to other people.
Yes, you know what? I also saw something. It said that 1 out of 4, it says 1 in 4 teachers see nothing wrong with bullying and will not intervene 4% of the time. I also saw something that was puzzling to me as well that said 1 out of 10 students will drop out of school because of repeated bullying. I always tell my kids, and this is like my little quote I always say to them, and they be tickle pink when I say it, but I say, we are our kids' first teachers. So we remind you have to remind your kids and your kids' friends, whomever else is around you, and even remind yourself that pulling someone else down will never help you reach your goal. Each one, teach one. If I show you something, like I show them the activity with bullying, and then they're around their friends, and they see one of their friends bullying somebody, actually do it with your friend so your friend can understand it. But if we all reach one, teach one, and remind ourselves to conduct ourselves in a way that is appropriate, then a lot of the stuff that they see on TV will not stand in our household.
That's right. And it's important for us to limit that.
Yes.
Watch TV with your children. That's how I know what kinds of shows on. I've been watching it with my granddaughter. And,
I do the same.
And to monitor those that kind of activity, to keep an eye on it, because the more you hear or see anything, the less, what shall I say, obviously unagreeable it becomes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
Over and if you see it enough, you become more accepting of it. Name calling, putting one down, yelling.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of things become, you know, you can take it a little bit easier if you see it often. So it's important to watch the music that they hear, the movies that they go to, the television shows that they watch, even the friends that they spend time with, because one might not tend to be ugly or unkind, but if they're in the presence of another friend, and sometimes we choose friends that are in our best interest, if they're around them enough, they will pick up some of those not-so-good habits.
You know what? That's good you said that, because I also saw something that says how to know when your child has become the bully or is the bully. And that was some of the things that they pointed out, like your child gets physical and verbal, get into physical and verbal fights. They have friends that bully others because, you know, my grandma always said, and I'm very old school, she always say, birds of a feather flock together.
That is
true. They can't fly together if they ain't doing the same thing. An eagle cannot fly with a blue jay. you know, because they're not doing the same thing. They're not, their makeup is not the same.
Exactly.
Also, I saw it said increasingly become aggressive. They worry about being popular. They worry about their reputation, and they're not accountable for their own actions. They're never responsible or aware of their, like, made, acknowledged that, okay, I did this, and it was wrong. It's almost like it becomes like, oh, okay, I did it, and so what? So paying attention to those behaviors, because as parents, again, like I said, we are our kids' first teachers, and we can see the signs, and we don't put an end to it. So, therefore, it trickles off into the school, and then somebody else that does not teach their kids that becomes a victim of it.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, again, I say you're to be commended for the way that you've handled this situation, and it is my prayer that you will find a way, offer yourself somewhere. It's okay to do that. Sometimes people will say, well, if I say, oh, I'll volunteer to be the speaker, or I'll volunteer to do the workshop, and I've done that in many, many cases, because there are things that people will let you do if you're not charging them for it.
Okay.
And if something that's really good and people can benefit from it, it is valuable, much more valuable than money anyway.
Okay.
Absolutely. And she certainly has all the information she needs for a workshop.
And that personal experience. You had.
Mm-hmm. And there will be so many people who will be so grateful just to receive that kind of information. So that is great. And if you all are listening, you are listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. This is our back-to-school etiquette show, and we're talking a lot about bullying. We had someone who sent us an email about name-calling, and that's been, of course, unfortunately, bullying is a realistic topic in the schools, and it's certainly been great to be able to discuss that as well. And thank you so much for your information, but I certainly do agree with Glenda. You have a lot of information that really does need to be shared.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And I have, let's see, I have an email here. It says, Etiquette Lady and Guest, my name is Norma, and I have a fourth grader and a seventh grader, and this is the first year they've attended public school. I homeschooled them up until now. My oldest daughter is having a challenge with socialization and stays to herself. How can I help her to open up and socialize with others? This comes from Norma P. out of Boston, and she has P.S. Thanks for your show. Well, wow, Glenda.
Yeah, that's a tough one, but I think it's really important that we get to the school as often as we can and take a look at the things that are going on. When you see the boys and girls as they move, especially middle school, is there a middle schooler there?
Yes.
If we take a look at the boys and girls, you know, you have one. But when you get to the schoolhouse, you're going to find that there are 200, 300, 400 boys and girls. And just to take a look at how they move around and what's required of them moving from class to class, then they have not a cubby but a locker, lunchtime, little break times, bathroom times. It's so important to just see the environment first of all.
Yes.
And then you have an idea as to what your children are actually going through. That's one of the things I see. Just like the parent we talked with and who did all this research, so she gathered this all the knowledge that she could.
Mm-hmm.
A picture is worth a thousand words. So if you get a look at what's going on in the school, the teachers, and so get there as often as you can. And take a look, open your eyes real clear so you can see the interaction of boys and girls and how they move about. You will find not only your child, but some children who act like yours. All children don't care to be at the center of the group, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you may have one of those children. There's a little girl that I've been watching at this school where I spend so much time with. And last year she was by herself, but she floated, and this year she seems to be the very same way. When the kids get off the bus and some of them are in groups, she's still by herself, but she's strolling along just as assured as to who she is. Last year I was concerned about her. I said, she acts like she doesn't have any friends. But then this year, as I look at her, I'm seeing a little lady who's becoming mature, who's confident in who she is, and doesn't have to be surrounded by the group. Now, I'm not saying that is your child. I'm saying that there are all kinds of personalities.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You don't want to, what shall I say, dismantle your little ones or discourage him or her from being mm-hmm. who they are, because they might be more comfortable just this way. Some of us are very social, and others mm-hmm. of us are not. But it does not necessarily mean that we're wrong, and that we as parents have to change them to make them more mm-hmm. like other children.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean anything?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How does that feel when you say that? Yes.
Absolutely.
And to hopefully find if there is a best friend or someone that she does like, want to spend time with, but it may end up being just a friend and not a group. Now, my
mm-hmm.
daughter went straight through school with a group, and they were guys mm-hmm. and girls. And when they got bigger, they even went on weekend trips in groups.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she never got married because she was always with the group.
Mm-hmm.
And they stayed in the hood, and they went on. They did Boy Scouts, they did Girl Scouts, they did the choir in a group. And they
mm-hmm.
all know each other now. Now, some of them have gotten married,
mm-hmm.
and some have had children, and they are supportive to the children. But this group yet lives. Some
mm-hmm.
people thrive within the group. And others
mm-hmm.
kind of float along just being themselves. So you just watch this little one as they grow. Just watch them as they grow and give them
mm-hmm.
little space to become who they're going to become. And it may
mm-hmm.
not be like anybody you've ever seen before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But what's so important is they will, you know, develop into actually being who they really are.
Yeah.
And like you said earlier, it's so important that they can develop, you know, that because they don't have to be a mini-me.
Yes.
You know, so that's really good. Well, wow. Well, we have covered a lot of information, and we'll be right back. Just a second. We will be
you
right
are
back.
Listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us at 347-324-3295. Now back to the show.
Okay, we have covered, of course, the topic is back to school etiquette. We're excited that school is back in session, but with school comes a lot of other additional issues and fun and different types of things. And I know that I wanted to talk to, and I may have to see when you may be available again, Glenda, because I certainly wanted to talk about the parent involvement is crucial in school. It is absolutely crucial. I wanted to talk about that. And I also ran across an article that you wrote, which I thought was just really a great article, and certainly wanted to get a chance to cover that as well. And the name of that is Why Don't They Come?
Oh,
yeah,
I love that topic.
Absolutely, because, you know, we want the parents to be involved, but, you know, sometimes they don't come for just various reasons. I certainly wanted to talk about that, and I think we've talked a little bit about it in a prior show, but one of the reasons is that they don't necessarily feel comfortable. And I know that was something that I talked about a lot when I would do my parenting workshops. Just I would have so many parents say to me, well, I don't feel comfortable, the school is not friendly, and so on and so forth. And basically I went on to talk about some different ways to make yourself, even though you may not, the school may not be friendly, but how you can actually still be able to go to those schools and go in, and some tips on what you need to do so that you're comfortable going in, because anywhere your child is, it's really important for you to be aware of where they are and what actually is that environment like. So that's crucial, and I know you have a lot of information on that as well, Glenda. So if you might be able to join us again within the next week or so, I would certainly like to bring you back on to talk about that, because that is such a very crucial piece.
It is. And this is the perfect time of the year to be talking about that as we begin our year, so that we can set our teachers, parents, and children up for success.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the popular questions that I'm asked by parents across the nation, everywhere I've gone, one of the most important questions I'm asked is, what is the best school for my child?
Mm-hmm.
Parents of little kindergartners, all the way up to parents who are moving their children from elementary to middle school and high school, okay, even college, they want to know, what is the best school for my child?
Mm-hmm.
And I often say to them, the very best school for your child is the one that you are willing to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
You are willing to
be a
part of.
Very partner. Good. That is
That's
very good. Mm-hmm. Because you have to have that partnership.
Yes.
So that they can be successful. And
yes.
It takes a village. It certainly takes a village. Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening. It's been a great show. We've covered a lot of information. And some of the emails, we're so sorry I didn't have an opportunity to get to, but we certainly will hold your emails over for our next show. And I want to ask you, Glenda, might you be available again on next Sunday? Or
yes.
Perhaps the Sunday after.
Well,
can we do a part
at the moment, it looks like next Sunday would work well.
That will be great. Wonderful.
We
will go ahead
conversation.
With our part two. That will be great, because I know some of the emails I've received, I know they're going to certainly be standing by to see if they can get some of their emails to their questions answered or some of the comments. But once again, thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure to have you on each time you're on. It's always a real treat. And everyone, thanks again for always supporting our show. Thank you for listening. Those persons who send us messages time and time again that call in, we certainly do appreciate that. If you have an etiquette question or topic that you may like to hear on this show, please feel free to let us know, and we'll certainly see what we can do about that. Continue to tell your friends and family about this show. We know that our goal is certainly to make the world a polite place to live, and we are aware we can only do that one person at a time and with your help as well. Remember the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated, not necessarily the way some of them may treat you if it's unkind, but treat them the way you want to be treated. That comes from Matthew 7:12. Also, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And that comes from Proverbs 3:3. As we like to remind you each and every time, please make sure you initiate a random act of kindness this week, okay? Well, thanks again for tuning in. We'll talk again. We'll bring Miss Glenda back on next week.
Donna, I've thoroughly enjoyed being with you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. And we look forward to chatting again on next week, okay? Thanks
All
again,
right.
everyone. Take care.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye.
God bless.
Great week.
Yes. Good night.
You've been listening to the Business Roundup Show. Thanks for listening, and join us next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.